Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is expected to meet with Cuban leader Raul Castro today in a historic first encounter since Mr. Obama announced his intention to normalize relations with communist Cuba. VOA's Luis Ramirez reporting from Panama City, site of the Summit of the Americas.
At a meeting of civil society leaders on Friday, the U.S. president drew applause when he noted the first ever participation of Cuba, a nation noted for its widespread repression of political dissidents.
I am proud to be with you at this first ever official gathering of civil society leaders at the Summit of the Americas. And I'm pleased to have Cuba represented with us at this summit for the very first time.
Prior to coming to Panama, President Obama spoke with Raul Castro by phone. The two are expected to meet on Saturday. In their phone conversation, they agreed on the importance of engagement, but they also recognize they have remaining differences. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Panama City.
And the presidents, Obama and Castro, had a brief encounter late Friday, shaking hands, but with no substantive conversation, according to the White House. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes hit Yemen for a 16th straight day on Friday, targeting weapons storage sites, which are used by the Shiite Houthi rebels in the capital Sana'a. Rebels control Sana'a and are seeking to capture Yemen's main southern city, Aden. Final stage of a historic election cycle in Nigeria begins today with voters returning to the polls to elect governors and other state representatives. The concluding phase comes just 2 weeks after President Goodluck Jonathan became Nigeria's first incumbent leader to lose re-election. This is VOA News. Here in the U.S., a Topeka, Kansas man has been charged in federal court with attempting to detonate a car bomb at a military base as part of a plot to support the Islamic State militants. 20-year-old John Booker was taken into custody Friday when he and undercover federal agents met near the military base to try to arm what he did not realize was an inert bomb. Eric Jackson is with the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Today's arrest emphasizes the continued and ongoing threat to our nation's security and the need for law enforcement and the public to remain vigilant.
If convicted, Booker could face a maximum penalty of life in prison. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will brief a skeptical Congress next week on a framework nuclear deal with Iran. Senators from both sides of the political spectrum are working to gain enough votes for a bill that would give Congress the opportunity to approve or reject sanctions relief in that Iran deal. Iranian leaders said this week that sanctions against Iran should be lifted on the first day that any deal is implemented. U.S. government and many of its allies believe Iran's nuclear program is aimed at producing a weapon, despite Iran's insistence that the program is for civilian purposes. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul tells VOA Russian President Vladimir Putin has no interest in resolving the conflict in Ukraine because it serves his interest. McFaul said Thursday that Mr. Putin likes the open-ended, low-grade military confrontation in the former Soviet Republic because it works to undermine the government of Kiev. Former U.S. diplomat says none of this is about to change because, unlike Mikhail Gorbachev, Mr. Putin wants the U.S. as an enemy. The long-awaited Apple Watch, a new wearable mini-computer, smartphone, music player, fitness tool, also high-fashion accessory, went on display for the first time at the Apple retail stores on Friday. VOA's Adam Phillips reports.
New York's flagship Apple store was crammed with iFans lining up to sample the Apple Watch. A Vermonter named Robin is a gizmo connoisseur.
Well, it's always neat to see new technology. You got to keep up with it. And also, I'm a shareholder since day one, so I like to see what happens.
10-year-old Emma wants the Apple Watch to show her friends.
Yeah, then they'll want one.
Even traditionalists might enjoy the Apple Watch. It actually tells the time. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.
Indeed it does. At the Masters Golf Tournament, Augusta, Georgia, 21-year-old American Jordan Spieth holds the lead after firing a 6-under par 66 on Friday. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis. Welcome to another hour of Jazz America. In the month of April, it's Jazz Appreciation Month around the world. And this, our second week of Jazz Appreciation Month celebration, we're celebrating April Jazz Birthdays. There are so many famous jazz musicians born in the month of April that we thought we'd just focus on those artists, as many as we can pack into a couple of hours of this program, and play their music and tell their story the best we could. Now, during this hour, we'll give you conversation with two living legends of jazz I've had a chance to speak to, the great guitarist Steve Kahn, and the wonderful pianist originally from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, Michel Camilo, who made his way to the United States with the help of a certain Mr. Willis Conover. You'll hear that story and hear his music and Steve Kahn's latest work coming up as we celebrate April Jazz Birthdays as part of our celebration of Jazz Appreciation Month. And speaking of birthdays and jazz greats, born in New York City, on the 16th of April in 1930, the master of the flute, Herbie Mann. He may have done more to bring the flute to prominence in jazz than any other player of the instrument down through the years. Let's hear some of his earliest work. The song is Comin' Home Baby from the album Introducing Herbie Mann to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Don't be sad, I must add that they met me. on the 8th of April in 1922, the fantastic vocalist Carmen McRae, and I thought I'd give you a taste of what she might sound like if she were recording today from the album Verve Remixed, a remix version of her classic song, How Long Has This Been Going On, brought up to the 21st century. From one of the greatest vocalists of the 20th century and beyond and of all time, Carmen McRae. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you're enjoying our celebration of April birthdays in the month of April, Jazz Appreciation Month around the world. And one of those folks who seems like he still is just a young lad, but is turning 63 years old on the 4th of April, is the young pianist who's not so young anymore, I suppose. He is from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic originally, but has been in New York City for decades. Michelle Camilo joins us now to give us the story about how he made that move to New York City with a little help from VOA's Willis Conover. Okay, Michelle, tell us a story about how you finally made the move to New York.
I got invited to several receptions at the American Embassy. The Harvard Jazz Band came into town on tour. They played, and afterwards, they had a reception at the American Embassy that ended up being a jam session. And, of course, all the Dominicans wanted me to sit in with them. So I went in there and sat in, and all of a sudden, the conductor of the band comes over to me and says, "Who are you?" He said, "What are you doing here?" Again, you know, it's like once more. And then there was another radio personality. You remember this name, Willis Conover?
Oh, yes, the famous Voice of America presenter.
And he had a jazz show. And everybody, he's like a jazz personality internationally, especially in Europe. But we used to hear him here also. And he was there at the American Embassy. And he also liked my playing. And he started saying, "Tape something for me. I will broadcast it." And all of a sudden I said, "Well, it's too much of a coincidence. Maybe I still think about going to New York." So I went to New York and visited Gordon, my friend Gordon. He really took me around, and I fell in love with the town. And I fell in love with the ambience of the jazz clubs, musicians. It's like a brotherhood, you know?
Oh, yes.
And, you know, they would let me sit in, and I would, like, turn some heads around.
Oh, yeah. Because you came with a certain kind of spice, I suppose, that no one else really has, because no one has the experiences that you have. I mean, there's just no way.
It's exactly that. I went in there, and some heads were turning around, and they said, "Who are you? How do you play this piano like that?" You know, and that kind of thing. And they really were supportive. Everybody was like really like, "Yeah, yeah, you know, go for it. When are you coming? You know, you should move here." And my friend used to send me letters, and I said, "Well, I don't have the money. It's very expensive. It's too tricky. You know, we have to deal with the paperwork for immigration and all that." So it took a while to get there, but finally I made the move. I took the plunge, and ever since, I don't regret it a bit. I tell you, it's been just way up, sky high.
Thank you.
Rarely does he hail from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic and New York City, but also has a very strong connection to many other parts of the world. A world-renowned pianist, composer, and band leader, Michel Camilo. A strong connection to Spain he has, and he also has a birthday on the 4th of April. He's 63 years old. Happy birthday to Michel Camilo. That was a cut from his album On Fire, titled And Sammy Walked In, dedicated to the great conga player, the percussionist Sammy Figueroa. Here is another of the greats of jazz history, born on the 6th of April in 1926, the great pianist who has quite a connection to Africa and always has, personally and musically. He's Randy Weston, and with his band African Rhythms from the album Kafira, here's the song Borum Exam Exam on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. Well, there was some fun swinging stuff to close out that set of music. Another April birthday boy, born on the 20th of April in 1909. The master of the vibes, Lionel Hampton. Hope you enjoyed one of his early classic songs. The song entitled Too Much, we took that from an album called My Man, a collection of some of his early work brought up to date with modern recording technology. Sounded fine, didn't it? This is Russ Davis, and I hope you're enjoying this edition of VOA's Jazz America, the second week of our celebration of April, Jazz Appreciation Month around the world, and we're celebrating greats of jazz past and present born in the month of April. More of that coming up, but first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received, which reads as follows. Hi, Russ. Hope you're fine. It's Joseph Munyao, listening right now from Nairobi, Kenya. I would like to tell you that your show has helped me both in music and in my business life as well. I listen every Saturday and on Sunday as well. Thank you, Russ, for your gigantic show. I love it. Well, thank you, Joseph. Those are kind words. And if you're ready, well, that's the name of the album we're going to play a song from. It's Jimmy McGriff, the great master of the B3 organ, who was born on the 3rd of April in 1936. Here's his version of the James Brown classic turned into groove and jazz, Ain't It Funky Now, to begin this set of music on VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you.
The great master of the baritone saxophone, great composer and band leader too, and musical visionary, and a gentleman who helped usher in a phase of jazz known as cool jazz. That was Jerry Mulligan with Miles Davis from their collaborative effort, Birth of the Cool, with the song Jeru. I hope you enjoyed that piece of jazz history from another April birthday boy, Jerry Mulligan, born on the 6th of April in 1927. Well, Steve Kahn, the master guitarist, is also a gentleman who celebrates a birthday in the month of April. He was born on the 28th of April in 1947. Happy birthday to Steve Kahn, still going strong with a wonderful release from last year called Subtext. And from that, I'm going to play for you a song titled Bird Food that includes the trumpet work of his old friend Randy Brecker. But before we hear the music, let's get a Jazz Appreciation Month message from Steve Kahn.
Hi, this is Steve Kahn. April is Jazz Appreciation Month, and my birthday too. If you studied the history of our great music, you would know that the guitar was practically the last instrument to be given a solo voice. Since the 70s, some of our most important music has been played by groups led by guitarists. Inventive guitarists carrying on the traditions set by Miles, Train, and Ornette. The great jazz musicians all found their own sound, their own voice. They didn't want to sound like anyone else. They wanted to sound like themselves. To learn more about the jazz masters, read a book, check out a CD, or listen to jazz programming on radio. Did you know that jazz has influenced virtually every type of American music in the 20th century, from classical to rock to R&B? In fact, jazz has inspired painters, poets, novelists, dancers, and filmmakers. Let it inspire you. Jazz. Born in America. Enjoyed worldwide. For more information, visit SmithsonianJazz.org. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Steve Kahn. And for his birthday, he gave us a birthday present. In the month of April, some of the greats of jazz history born in this month, Jazz Appreciation Month around the world, and Steve Kahn, one of them. Well, we'll close things out, though I could go on for hours and hours, playing music from greats of jazz history born this month. There are two brothers who were born in the same month in different years. Tommy Turrentine, born in Pittsburgh in 1928, and his brother, the more famous saxophonist, Stanley Turrentine, born on the 5th of April in 1934. Let's enjoy some work from Stanley Turrentine's wonderful album, Sugar, as they do the classic song made famous by John Coltrane, Impressions. Stanley Turrentine, with some help from Ron Carter, George Benson, Freddie Hubbard, and others, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
April birthday boys in the same song, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet joining with Stanley Turrentine for Impressions from the classic album Sugar. This is Russ Davis, and I love to put together special programs in the month of April during Jazz Appreciation Month for you with special themes. And the theme of week three of our celebration will be, in the beginning, New Orleans. We'll go to New Orleans, Louisiana, and talk to four of the musical sons from that great city, the Crescent City, the Big Easy, the birthplace of jazz, Wynton Marsalis, Terrence Blanchard, Donald Harrison, and Nicholas Payton. Join us to talk about New Orleans, and we'll give you their music on the next Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?